Old man winter is just around the corner, and immune systems are failing faster than conservatives are being deplatformed on YouTube. But one thing that will never fail is the gourmet coffee goodness you've come to expect from every cup of our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered to you fresh. So, whatever you're working at, not failing at, count on Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today and whole bean or ground or even decaf at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by phone at 844-527-8723. That's crusadechannel.com/coffee.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, December 7, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. President Trump considering a huge rally during Joe Biden's inauguration, and a bomb threat forced a Russian jetliner to evacuate at JFK. All United States flags today are to be flown at half-staff from sunrise to sunset in honor of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Pearl Harbor survivors, veterans, and visitors from all over the world come together to honor and remember the 2,403 service members and civilians who were killed during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. A further 1,178 people were injured in the attack, which permanently sank two U.S. Navy battleships, the USS Arizona and the USS Utah, as well as destroying 188 aircraft. A new report from Axios is claiming that President Trump is considering a dramatic White House departure that includes a final Air Force One flight to Florida, where he will be hosting an opposing rally during Joe Biden's inauguration. The Trump talk could create a split-screen moment on TV, the outgoing president addressing a roaring crowd in an airport hangar, while the incoming leader is sworn in before a socially distanced audience outside the Capitol. People familiar with the discussion said that Trump plans to skip the swearing-in ceremony of his successor and that he has floated the idea of a Florida rally to announce a 2024 bid to reclaim the White House. President Trump tweeted Sunday that Rudy Giuliani had tested positive for the quote-unquote China virus. The former New York City mayor and personal attorney to President Trump has been leading the Trump's campaign in the legal battle to overturn the 2020 election results in several states. Giuliani, who is 76, is the latest official of Trump's orbit to become infected with the coronavirus over the course of the pandemic. Rudy himself, though, tweeted and said he is getting great care and feeling good Sunday night after President Trump had announced earlier that he tested positive for the coronavirus. A plane at New York City's JFK Airport was evacuated Sunday following a bomb threat, according to the Port Authority Police Department. Authorities said the threat was received from an incoming flight from Moscow, Russia, which landed at the New York airport about 3:50 in the afternoon with about 250 passengers. JFK Airport said in a tweet that it is fully open, flights are operating without delays, and that emergency personnel and activity may be observed. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a theologian and one of the most influential ecclesiastical figures of the 4th century. Quote of the day, attribute to God every good that you have received. If you take credit for something that doesn't belong to you, you'll be guilty of theft. Saint Anthony of Padua. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy happy fall, y'all!
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2021 Kia Soul LXs are only $16,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. This includes $2,000 Kia customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,345. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by November 30th, 2020. Example stock number K21294, MSRP $20,245. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is St. Ambrose, born 340, died 397. He was venerated as St. Ambrose. He was the Bishop of Milan, a theologian, and one of the most influential ecclesiastical figures of the 4th century. Ambrose was serving as the Roman governor in Milan when he was unexpectedly made a Bishop of Milan in 374 by popular acclamation. As bishop, he took a firm position against Arianism, and he attempted to mediate the conflict between the Emperor Theodosius I and the usurper Magnus Maximus. Tradition, which credits Ambrose with promoting antiphonal chant, it's a style of chanting in which one side of the choir responds alternately to the other, as well as with composing an Advent hymn. He also had notable influence on Augustine of Hippo. Western Christianity identified Ambrose as one of its four traditional doctors of the church. He's considered a saint by the Catholic Church, Eastern Orthodox Church, Anglican Communion, and various Lutheran denominations, and he's venerated as the patron saint of Milan. Incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler and her Democratic challenger, Reverend Raphael Warnock, faced off Sunday night in the first and potentially only debate between candidates competing in Georgia's two Senate runoffs, which will determine which party controls Congress's upper chamber. In the hour-long live event, which was hosted by the Atlanta Press Club and broadcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting Studio in Atlanta, Loeffler was pressed on her acknowledgement that the Republican Senate majority is at stake, despite not acknowledging Joe Biden's win. The two candidates also sparred over religion, policing, and the coronavirus pandemic. The co-owner of a New York City bar accused of flagrantly defying COVID-19 restrictions was taken into custody early Sunday when he allegedly hit a sheriff's deputy with his car while he was attempting to flee his second arrest in less than a week for violating Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive order to blunt the spread of the deadly virus, officials said. Meanwhile, as California locks everyone up, the Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco on Friday said that his office will not be blackmailed, bullied, or used as muscle against county residents to enforce California Governor Gavin Newsom's coronavirus orders. In a statement, Bianco criticized the Democratic governor's dictatorial attitude toward Californians while he dined in luxury, traveled, kept his own business open, and sent his kids to in-person private school. Attorney General William Barr considering leaving his post before January 20th, the day President Trump should leave his office, a source with knowledge of the matter confirmed. The source did confirm that Barr is not happy with Trump, writing that Barr is not someone who takes bullying and turns the other cheek. He hasn't made a final decision, according to the source. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.